congratulations, Chris. I'm sure you must be delighted.
Ecstatic. It's been a great week. You know, we've played it 5 games and one or more quite comfortably, and played some really, really good cricket, which I hope everybody's enjoyed. It's good.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been professional, I think, hasn't it?
Well,
I think he's never really looked in danger at any stage of the proceedings.
No, I mean, we're a small country, but we're trying to be as professional as possible on and off the field, and it's paying off, so it's great.
Well, it looks as if you'll probably be named player of the series. You must be delighted with that.
It's just been a very clinical performance all around from the team. We've done, you know, basics very well, and that's led to some good wins, so, you know, good to go forward.
A lot of players in form, I mean, that must help. It was a real team effort, people contributing.
Well, Goffey's batted brilliant all week, and Farley to get some runs eventually, so having struggled coming into this tournament, for him to go and finish his matches like he has, you know, against Nigeria, and then he has it done today, so that's been good to watch.
Does that put the disappointment of Sussex 2 weeks ago, has that forgotten then?
Yeah, well, I think we're always going to have that in the back of our minds, but I think to come back from Sussex and do everything we've done here and gone and win the tournament, that makes it, you know, all that more special. We come back.
Chris, do you feel you're a 50-over team rather than a 20-over team? Looking at it as an outsider, you seem to know your 50-over game very well, but I don't know if you've transferred that yet to 20-over cricket.
Well, I think we know both games, but I think in 20 cricket you've got less chance. If you make a mess of something, you've got less chance to recover, where in 50-over you can recover it. And I think we made a mess of 3 or 4 overs against Italy in the semis at Sussex. If we hadn't done that, we'd have qualified from there as well. But so, I mean, no, I think we can play both games. I think we might prefer the 50-over game.
It's testament to Craig Hogan as well to, you know, be able to sort of develop our 2020 game and then all of a sudden have to move that into the 50-over game. He's good at sort of making that transition. I think the boys have taken a nice prize, and so it's been good to...
Was it psychologically difficult to raise yourself for today's game? He must have thought, look, we're in the final already, promotion yesterday, and then the rain came. You have to lift yourselves again. When they got 180, 189, was there sort of something in the back of your head that says, oh my God.
I think there was a lot of energy just knowing that it was a final push, and if we weren't, we were guaranteed that spot and that number one spot going forward to Malaysia. But I think it was more about using our momentum from the week and actually taking that forward and using it. We used it yesterday, we bowled again today and knocked the runs like we have all week, so that's been good.
And last question, you'll be looking forward to Malaysia now in March?
Well, we've been there before, so we know the way. Motivating this group is not a problem. They'll self-motivate themselves. It's terrific with them. They're terrific.